This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 922. Make no mistake with today's speaking part two answer.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Three Keys IELTS student Antonio drops in to share some wisdom and answer a speaking part two question about making mistakes. Listen in for advice on how to boost your speaking score with our insider strategies. Welcome, Antonio, to the podcast. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, community. I am Antonio. I am Italian and I live in Naples. And I'm here because I'm an attender of this podcast, and I'm so excited, but at the same time, so nervous because I have to practice my English in public. So it's my first experience. So I'm a little bit nervous, as I said to you before. And to close this bracket, I will say that, this course, this English online course was so helpful and productive, and I've improved a lot. So I advise you to subscribe this kind of English online course, and good luck for your achievements.
Awesome. Great. So you guys heard it here first, right? Maybe not first, but it's great to know that the Three Keys course is helping you. And we're going to get some more details about what specific strategies are helping you as you prepare for IELTS. But first, we want to let you guys know you are in for a treat. Antonio is going to do a practice speaking part two answer. So I gave him a minute to think about it just now so that he had that time to prepare, and he's going to answer in just a second. But first, tell us a little bit about your IELTS journey. Have you taken the exam before?
Unfortunately, I haven't taken an IELTS exam before, and I don't know how to feel, but definitely I felt that I was too much unprepared, and so I decided to improve my English thanks to this kind of course, and then in future I would like to attend an IELTS course, an IELTS exam, in order to have an IELTS certification.
Okay, awesome. You are best case scenario, actually, where someone hasn't taken the IELTS course yet or the IELTS exam yet, and you recognize, like, I can't do this on my own. There's so much out there. You don't know exactly what to focus on. You feel like you're wasting time, and so you get into a study system before you ever take the exam. And so you should only have to take the exam one time. That's the goal, right? You have these three key strategies now. You know what to do. It's just a matter of practice and applying them, and you'll be ready to get the scores you need the first time. I wish that's how it could be for every student, instead of coming to us after taking it 5, 6, 7 times and then finally getting the strategies they need and getting the score they need. So tell us, when are you taking the IELTS exam? Do you have your date yet?
No, unfortunately, not yet. And I'm so nervous to think about the date of my exam. But definitely it's something that I will have to do because I have to give a sense of this course and of my preparation as well. So I don't know the specific date exactly, but definitely it will be in the immediate future.
Okay,
maybe in 2 months.
Okay, that's nice. You have a little time to prepare. That's ideal. What are your goals? Why are you taking IELTS? What are you going to do after you pass?
Yes. First of all, my target is to get 6.5 in IELTS, because I know that the most common requirement about enrolling for foreign universities is to have 6.5 level, and you have to have the academic IELTS, and so it's a little bit difficult, but definitely. It's something of practice, and it's a matter of practice and to improve your proficiency, and definitely, I hope so.
Yes, definitely, right? Okay, so give us some specifics for our listeners. What is a specific strategy that you have learned in the Three Keys Success System that you feel like is really going to help you when you take the exam, or that's helping you now as you practice?
Yes, the most relevant practice that impressed me was speaking in front of the mirror, because when I spoke in front of the mirror, I was so upset because seeing my face in front of the mirror made me anxiety, and you know, it was like speaking in front of an examiner, despite the fact that I'm not an examiner, but definitely it was so weird. But it was a nice and productive practice because when you have to practice with someone, you have to see the face of him. And so seeing my face in the mirror was weird, but at the same time, so educative.
Yeah, okay. It's so key that you speak out loud. And that alone is foreign for a lot of people, because when we're by ourselves studying, we don't usually speak out loud. But it's so important to hear our voice, because that's how it will be on test day. We're speaking out loud. And like you said, it's such a good strategy to speak in the mirror so that you're seeing a face, right? Jessica and I recently on a podcast, we also suggested you could like print out a picture of someone else whose face is not changing, like sometimes the examiner, like no reaction, just so that you are looking at a face, because that will get you used to that feeling of speaking to someone out loud. So yeah, that's a great tip for our listeners, definitely. Okay, Antonio, let's get into it. I am going to ask you a speaking part two question. You've already had the minute to prepare, so you will just be able to answer right away. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'd like you to describe a time that you made a mistake. Hello, IELTS Energy listener. What do you struggle with when it comes to the IELTS exam? It's different for everyone. Do you have trouble with speaking, maybe filling the full 2 minutes for part two? Or are you stuck at a writing 5, 6, or 6.5 and need to get that 7 or higher? Do you have trouble following the listening audio and catching every answer? Or do you need help with some of the more difficult reading questions like true, false, not given, or yes, no, not given? We have the strategies you need for whatever you are struggling with. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys and sign up today. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting money taking the exam over and over. Get the strategies you need so that you can pass the IELTS exam next time you take it and be done with IELTS and move on with your life. Go to allearsenglish.com/keys and sign up today.
Okay, so if I have to describe a time when I made a mistake, unfortunately for me, I have to say that that time was I took a hasty decision because I declined the offer to apply for an Erasmus program in my university in order to study abroad. And it happened to me when I was a sophomore, and it was so depressing and negative for me. But I was forced to decline that kind of offer. Because I passed the Erasmus elections, but when I came back to my house, when I came back home, I saw myself in the mirror, and I said to myself that I wasn't so ready to have this kind of experience. And it was, as I said to you before, it was a hasty decision, and you know, I had a lot of troubles with this decision because this experience can improve your CV as well as your personality, character, and your experience of your life totally. And you know, what should I say? It's life, and it means that it wasn't my right time. But definitely, in that time, my target was to complete my bachelor's degree in time. And not to spend so much time in other experiences like Erasmus program. And so I can say that I was a little bit stupid, but definitely I succeeded in getting my target, that was to get my degree in time. And I have to say that I was so proud of what I did, but at the same time, I was a little bit...
That's 2 minutes. Excellent job filling the entire 2 minutes. That sometimes is a little tricky, and you did it beautifully. I can see you using some of our three key strategies to tell a story and to provide a lot of details, right? Yeah. Which was excellent. Great job. Okay, I'm going to talk specifically first about what you did really well. Like I said, filling
sorry
the two
if I depress you, because I spoke regarding a very depressing topic, and I'm so sorry if I
if you've depressed our listeners.
Yes, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm not this kind of person, but the topic was so, and what should I do?
No, it's no problem. You did very well, and you know what? Sometimes that happens, where it's kind of hard to talk about a mistake without it being sort of a little bit negative, maybe sad. You know, that's going to happen, and that's totally fine, right? Here's one thing I want to talk about what you could improve is your tone. If you are talking about something sad and depressing, you want to let that sound in your voice. You want to let that emotion show, because in part one, you will have answered some questions that you can be happy about. Maybe hanging out with friends, or parties you like to go to, or your favorite vacation, some personal details. Some of those will definitely be positive, and you'll have a chance to show a really excited, happy intonation. And so for part two, if your question is serious about a mistake or a problem, and for part three, questions that are more serious, this is where your intonation will want to be more serious, sadder, more somber, right? So when you're saying, you said at one point, you said it's so depressing and negative, really let that sound. You know what I mean? You could say it's so depressing and negative. It's heartbreaking. It's tragic, right? Use some of these vocabulary words about something being really terrible and awful, and let that show in your voice. You can emphasize those adjectives to really give to boost your pronunciation score with that really native intonation, okay? And there were a few other words, you know, at one point you said, unfortunately. That's another word that you can really emphasize and say, unfortunately, right? You don't want a monotone. You don't want to sound all one level, just sort of not happy, not sad. You want words to be emphasized, to have some be much, you know, louder and more emphasized, and then some can be sort of more reserved, right? There's a couple of times you said, I have to say, which is a great filler phrase. To say, I have to say, and that gives you just a second to think about what you're going to say next, right? Is that one that you learned from Three Keys IELTS? Have you been learning some of our filler phrases?
Can you repeat, please, because there was a problem with the internet.
Oh, yes, no problem. So we talk a lot in Three Keys IELTS about the necessity of filler phrases, like this really good one where you said, I have to say. Is this one of the strategies you learned from Three Keys IELTS, to use these filler phrases?
Oh, definitely not, because thanks to this English online course, I had the possibility to have more variety to express my opinion. And I can say I have to say, but I can say also in my opinion.
Yes.
Or if I have to summarize something that I said before, I can say, in light of this evidence, I will say sentence that can increase my score drastically.
Yes, exactly, right? For your cohesion, coherence score, you need those linking phrases, those transition phrases. They're perfect, right? And also filler phrases, so that you have just a second to think of what you want to say next. Okay, I want to talk about one idiom you used, which is so great, but you used it a little differently than we do. So at one point you said, it's life. Like, what are you going to do? It's life. And that's very close, but we actually say, that's life. Whenever you hear a native say this, they'll say, that's life. But that's a great one to use on speaking. Yes. So just adjust it. So you're saying, that's life. And if anything you're talking about, which was not quite perfect, something didn't go exactly like you were planning, that's a great idiom to just say, that's life. What are you going to do? Right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
Okay, really, really thank you for your physics of advice.
Yeah, no problem. The other thing that you did really great that I wanted to mention is after you were talking about the mistake, you had some time still. So you started talking about sort of what you wish would have been different, what your goals were in the future. You said, my goal was to, and you started talking about what you were wanting to have happen, but then you made a poor choice, as you would say. And that's so perfect. If you feel like you've kind of shared all the details you can, talk about what you wish could have been different. What are your goals in the future that are related? That's so perfect. Go on a little bit of a tangent. As long as it's loosely related, that's so perfect. So that was really great. And that allowed you to use that full 2 minutes. So well done there as well.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Antonio, you're going to do great. Keep practicing, keep working at it, but good job. Keep using those filler phrases, the transitions, the more, and then speaking in the mirror, like you said, right? And the more you practice and apply these strategies, the more natural it feels so that you're ready on test day. You feel confident. You know, I can do this. I've been doing this great for months, and you'll have no anxiety or stress, right?
Okay, really thank you for your pieces of advice, as I said to you before. And, you know, I have to say again that your course is so helpful, and I advise everybody to apply for this course.
Yes, yeah, you guys, if you want to get into the course that has helped Antonio so much, go to allearsenglish.com/keys and sign up for our 3 keys study success system. We've helped thousands of students get the scores they need on IELTS. And Antonio, I will see you in the Facebook group. I know you're very active in there, always encouraging other students and posting really great questions and comments. I love to see all of your posts in there. So I'll be seeing you in there. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, I have to thank you. And it's a great emotion to be here. And it will be so weird to listen to my voice in the podcast, but definitely I'm so proud of being an attender of your podcast.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me here. Have a great day.
Have a great day too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.